And we mentioned last week that this is the Kamal-e-Kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That the biggest beast on the earth is the elephant, the most powerful animal. And Allah Ta'ala used small little birds to destroy that army of the elephants.
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ.
Striking them with stones of baked clay. No bullets, no R5 rifles, no rocket launchers, nothing. Just little stones of baked clay. Allah Ta'ala finished that army up.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ.
Then Allah Ta'ala made them like crops devoured. And we explained last week like how if you take the cattle and you put them on a meadow, how they finish that meadow up and they trample the entire meadow. By the evening, how that meadow looks, that is how that army looked. The next surah is Suratul Quraysh. So a brief explanation with regards to Surah Quraysh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, one of his grandfathers in the progeny, one of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ancestors, his name was Hashim. And this is why the clan that Nabi, the family that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belonged to was called the Banu Hashim family. So Hashim, you see, the people of Makkah were suffering a lot of poverty. There was no food in Makkah. There was no rains there. It's a desert place. So Hashim, he advised the people. He said, why don't you make safar to Yemen, make safar to Sham, go there and import goods from there. Whatever we need, we can bring it from there, come to our land, sell those things here. Whatever we have here, we can take to those lands and sell over there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to these journeys in this surah. That how these Arabs used to travel from Makkah Sharif, they used to go to Yemen, they used to go to Syria. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them izzat, He had given them respect in the sight of the people of those countries and also the tribes that they had to pass on the way. Nobody used to attack the caravans from Makkah. Any other caravans that used to move, people used to attack them, people used to loot them. There was no law and order. But when the caravans from Makkah Sharif used to move, the caravans of the Quraysh, nobody used to touch them. Because they used to say, these are the people of Baytullah. These are the people of Kaaba. These are the people whom Allah Ta'ala sent His Nusrat to assist them against the army of the elephants. So we cannot interfere with these people. So Allah Ta'ala gave them that robe. Allah Ta'ala gave them that izzat and that honor. And Allah Ta'ala made their hifazat. Then as time progressed, the people of those countries where they used to plant a lot and they had a lot of crops, they started having more crops than necessary. So what started happening, there was a need for export. So they had to bring their crops to Jeddah, because Jeddah was the port. So they had to bring their crops to Jeddah, and from Jeddah they would send their crops to other countries that wanted to import their crop. So now when those people used to come right to Jeddah, so Jeddah is so close to Makkah Sharif. So now all the necessities were brought right to Jeddah, and Jeddah became a hub. So this is what Allah Ta'ala talks about in the surah, that Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for you also now to get your things. Before, you had to still go to Yemen and Syria. And when you were going to Yemen and Syria, Allah Ta'ala was making your hifazat. Now Allah Ta'ala made it even more easier. Allah Ta'ala brought it right here to your doorstep. So all this demands that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must check in our life. How easy Allah Ta'ala has made our lives today. Motor cars, air conditioners, heaters, cell phones, microwaves, telephones, fax machine, computers, so many things. Allah Ta'ala has made our lives so easy. To get our rozi also has become so easy. Everything has become so asan. To make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also has become so easy. Imagine in our homes, we got more Quran Sharifs than people. In our homes, we have more Quran Sharifs than people. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they wanted to read a certain surah, they had to go and find which Sahabi got that surah. Then they had to borrow it, read that surah. Then another Sahabi got some other surah, written on some leaves. They go and get those leaves and read that surah. How difficult it was for them. When they wanted to learn one hadith, they had to, the tabi'een, they had to travel far and wide to go and learn one hadith. Read up the life of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, how he had to travel far and wide to compile that Bukhari Sharif. Today we have got so many Bukhari Sharifs lying around. Summarized Bukhari Sharifs, detailed Bukhari Sharifs, explanations on Bukhari Sharifs. One computer disk we get the entire 6 Sahih Kitabs of Hadith on that one disk. How easy it has become for us. So how much more are we supposed to be worshipping our Allah? So now listen to the meaning of the surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإيلاف قريش.
For the familiarity of the Quraysh. Then Allah Ta'ala made them familiar amongst the people. Allah Ta'ala gave them honor. He gave them respect.
إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ.
Their familiarity during the winter and summer journeys. These were their two journeys. One was they used to travel in the direction of Yemen. The other was that they used to travel in the direction of Sham. One safar used to be in the winter months. One safar used to be in the summer months. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding them of this favor. That while they were traveling, how Allah Ta'ala used to make their hifazat. And then even Allah Ta'ala gave them the mind to think that they must make those safars so that they can get their commodities and it can be a means of tijarat, a means of them acquiring their rozi, etc.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
So let them worship the sustainer of this house. Because all their izzat, their hifazat, everything they got, why? Because they had a connection with Baytullah. So this demands that they must worship the Rabb of Baytullah. They are getting benefit because of Baytullah. So doesn't this demand that they should now worship the Rabb of Baytullah? We also, we benefit so much because we are Muslims. Doesn't this demand that we should worship our Rabb, the one who gave us Iman, the one who made us Muslims, the one who is clothing us, the one who is giving us food? Everything Allah Ta'ala is doing for us, this demands that we should worship our Rabb.
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ.
The one who fed them against hunger.
وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ.
And gave them safety from fear. Safety from fear and food from hunger. These are two essentials of man. If man feels unsafe and if man is hungry, he cannot function. These are two great ni'mats. Let us ask ourselves, all of us that are sitting here, who is hungry? Is anybody hungry? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to be reading namaz with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to be falling down unconscious due to hunger. No food in the belly for days. They used to fall down unconscious due to hunger. Which one of us are hungry? Which one of us is in a state of fear? Who is in a state of fear? We are sitting here, doors are open, windows are open, we are talking about our Allah, we are reading the kalam of our Allah. What a peaceful atmosphere. What a wonderful opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. These are ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala. Ni'mats are not only big motor car, fancy cell phone, big mahal, bungalow to live in, healthy bank balance. Those are also ni'mats. If Allah Pak gives it, alhamdulillah. But those are not the only ni'mats. We only look at those things as ni'mats. That if I get one big car, then I make shukr. I say shukr, alhamdulillah. What about these ni'mats? The fact that Allah Ta'ala allows us to sit in His house, remember Him, take His name, read His kalam. I mentioned that my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sabdaan Barakatuhum, once he mentioned to us that one Quran ayat if we discuss, we get the sawab of 100 rakats nafil salah. For every Quran ayat. How many Quran ayats we are discussing here? For every ayat we are getting the sawab of 100 rakats nafil salah.